Hi everyone. Today's word of the day is incognito. Incognito can be used as an adjective, adverb, or noun. It is used in casual conversations more often than formal situations. Incognito means to conceal your identity, especially to avoid notice in public or without letting other people know who you are. So you can call someone who is disguised, wearing sunglasses, a hat, or even a wig, an incognito. Most often, this word is used as an adverb in the phrase traveling incognito. Other similar idioms include under the radar or undercover. For example, when celebrities want to enjoy a day of incognito shopping, meaning that they don't want to deal with the press or overly ardent fans, they might go out in the early morning wearing very plain clothes and something to hide their face. Also, policemen or spies who are working on a case might go incognito by not wearing a uniform or traveling under a different name. A famous example of an incognito is Batman, who wears his suit and mask so that no one finds out his identity. Policemen who are still on duty but not dressed in uniform are called plainclothes officers. Not only people can be incognito. For example, if a government wants to transport dangerous weapons, they might label the shipping containers incognito under a false name, such as rice, in order not to alarm the citizens or become prey to people with bad intentions. Let's say you and a friend are talking about an upcoming picnic. I don't want to draw attention to myself, so I'm going to wear sunglasses and a hat the whole time. I'm going incognito because I don't want my ex-boyfriend to notice me. In this phrase, you are talking about hiding your identity so that you won't be noticed by someone you don't want to talk to. To take it to the next step, you might even sign in to the picnic using a different name so that no one will know that you were there. If you would like more information or the full transcript, please visit our website. Thank you very much and have a great day.